The Environmental Protection Agency announced last week that it's planning to ease regulations on methane emissions coming from the oil and gas industry. Officials say the current rules put in place during the Obama administration are unnecessary and cost operators millions in compliance fees. But some companies, including ExxonMobil and BP, have said the current methane rules should stay in place. It's the latest move by the Trump administration to ease Obama-era regulations. Earlier this year, it finalized a rollback of carbon dioxide limits for coal-fired power plants. Janet McCabe is a professor of practice in the School of Law at Indiana University, where she directs the Environmental Resilience Institute. She's also the former assistant administrator for the Office of Air and Radiation at the EPA. Janet, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, let's talk about methane. A lot of people hear about carbon dioxide and climate change. How important is methane?
Oh, methane is super important. Carbon dioxide and methane are the two most significant greenhouse gases. And molecule for molecule, methane is actually more potent as a climate warming pollutant than carbon dioxide. It's about 25 times more potent. So even if you have less overall emissions, it can be have quite a significant impact.
And where in general does our methane come from that makes its way into the atmosphere?
Well, the biggest source of methane is oil and gas development and use. And in fact, methane is natural gas. So it's the product that people burn in their homes and that can be used to generate electricity. So the whole process of digging it out of the ground and processing it and transmitting it and putting it through pipelines, all of those places along the development process have opportunities for methane to escape, to leak out of pipes and connections and flanges and valves and that sort of thing. So, and that all adds up because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of wells and pipelines and connections all across the country.
What changes now under this proposed rule from the EPA?
So this rule, it's a proposal, which is important for people to know. It's not a final rule yet. This proposal would essentially roll back several important aspects of a rule that was put in place in 2016 by the Obama administration EPA. It would do a couple of really important things. One is that it's proposing to not cover at all certain aspects of the development and processing of oil and natural gas. But perhaps more significantly, although it sounds kind of legalistic, they're proposing to no longer allow themselves to regulate methane directly. And this is really key. Methane is an air pollutant. Under the Clean Air Act, EPA's job is to issue regulations that will reduce emissions of air pollutants that harm public health. And so that's why the Obama administration did this. This administration is saying, no, we don't think under the Clean Air Act, we have the authority to regulate methane as a greenhouse gas pollutant. So we are proposing to get rid of that from the rule altogether.
And that, in turn, as I understand it, would make it harder maybe for a future administration to reverse this regulation, right? If the EPA says, nope, we don't even have the authority to touch methane.
Well, right. I mean, if they make an argument that stands up in court, which I think is highly doubtful that they would be able to do that, but that's what they're going for here, then it would be difficult, although not impossible, for a future administration to go back again and basically say, no, not what they did, what these other people did before that. And one of the challenges about this is that that's just a terrible way to regulate for public health in this country. And industry does not like it when the regulations whipsaw back and forth like this.
Talking to Janet McCabe from Indiana University, former EPA official, about a proposed rule from the Environmental Protection Agency loosening methane restrictions on the oil and gas industry. One of the arguments, Janet, from the EPA and the White House is that, well, wait, methane is the stuff that a lot of these companies are trying to sell. They already have an incentive to not let it leak out. This is a problem that is fixing itself. What would you say to that argument?
Well, they do say that, and we actually put in place a part one of this rule in 2012 that was captured so much methane that the rule actually made the companies money instead of costing them overall, even if you just look at the cost to the company and the benefits to the company if you don't even count the public health benefits. So that is true, but you know, it's like so many activities. People don't always behave 100% the way economists say that they should. And so while there are many companies that are on the forward edge of being very efficient and careful and not wanting to waste this product, we found when we were working on this that there are many that are not so careful. And so that's the point of regulation, is to get everybody on a level playing field. The expectations are the same for everybody. And if you have a regulation, people will be able to build it into their business plan. And that need won't have to compete with other things that cost money for a company but are not required.
So kind of a weird thing here. We're seeing big companies, the ones we've heard of, like ExxonMobil, BP, and Shell, saying, eh, keep these methane rules in place. We're cool with this. But it sounds like some of the smaller and mid-sized companies don't like it as much. They're worried that it raises their costs of maybe new exploration and production. Why do we see this divide?
So there's a couple of reasons why members of the industry would be saying, as they are, to the White House, don't do this. We want these regulations. So one is, if they are already doing these things, then yes, indeed, they want all the industry to have to meet the same compliance obligations and have the same costs. But the other reason is that in some ways, a regulated industry is a safe industry, if I can put it that way. So one of the reasons that people are concerned about emissions, whether it's air or water from oil and gas, is if they think the government is not paying attention and emissions are allowed to just happen as much as the company wants it to. If a regulation is in place and if the agencies, federal and state agencies, are keeping an eye on whether industries are complying, then the public has a sense that the industry is operating in a safer manner. So that, I think, is also a motivation for companies who want these regulations to stay in place.
We're talking to Janet McCabe right now, director of Indiana University's Environmental Resilience Institute and a former assistant administrator with the EPA's Office of Air and Radiation. We're looking at proposed plans from the EPA to roll back rules on methane emissions from the oil and gas industries. We'll go to your calls now. Mary is with us in Greendale. Mary, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. I am, as usual, shocked by anything that's coming out about all of the, you know, the economy with regard to what we can do to make more money, but also risk of the environment, climate change, whatever. I mean, this is shocking. One thing that I was just talking to a friend of mine who actually is very, very knowledgeable as far as environmental issues. And what he was talking about was the amount of methane that is actually in the core of the earth. So if we have all of these glaciers melting, if we have all of these ice bodies that have been there thousands of years melting, the methane will eventually come out. I mean, I don't know if it's going to come out today, tomorrow, or in 10 years, or in 25 years, or in 1,000 years.
Mary, thanks for the call. Janet, as I understand it, there's a worry about a feedback effect, whereas if the Earth warms up to a certain point, a lot of permafrost and tundra thaws, thus releasing, as Mary was getting at, even more methane. Is that right?
Yeah, and isn't that scary that this is sort of a loop that's building on itself? The warmer things get, the more things melt and the more methane can escape, the more ice melts, the more black seawater there is, which doesn't reflect the light, which means the warmer it gets. So this is super scary. So this is really behind people saying now and back during the Obama administration, we have opportunities here to cost effectively limit emissions that are happening from these various industrial activities. Let's do that. And we can't, these are the kinds of things that we have to look at in order to try to slow down at least what's happening that's causing all these feedback loops to happen.
Mary, thanks.
Really good point.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Take it in conjunction, these proposed weakening of methane regulations plus past efforts when it comes to carbon dioxide and especially coal power plants. Taken together, how big a difference does this make in our overall climate change emissions?
Well, so the Trump administration has gone very effectively after the most compelling and most significant contributors of CO2 and methane emissions in the country. And that makes sense because during the Obama administration, we looked at which are the rules that are going to make the most difference. Where do you get the most, to use a cliche, where do you get the most bang for your buck when you're trying to control CO2 emissions and methane? So the number one emitter of CO2 from industry in the United States is coal-fired power plants. So that was the subject of the Clean Power Plan, and this administration has proposed to roll that back through their rule. The other major source of emissions in the country is mobile sources, cars, trucks, everything that moves on the road. And this administration has proposed to roll back what were known as the clean car standards, which would have required cars to become increasingly more fuel efficient and therefore reduce their CO2 emissions. The third largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in the country was oil and gas. So so if you take all of those together, you are making a huge impact on the ability of this country to start to reduce CO2 and methane emissions.
Time for another caller. Melissa is with us in Merrill. Melissa, hi.
Hi. I was calling because, methane, isn't that naturally occurring, like through sewer vents, animal herds and, volcanoes, and, prior to humans actually, consuming the land the way that they did, those herds were way larger. So is this really the issue?
Melissa, thanks for the call. She's not wrong about herds. We do have very large herds of livestock, and they are part of the methane math, aren't they, Janet?
They are indeed, and I think she's correct that there are natural sources of methane, but there are also many sources of methane that humans are contributing through animal agriculture, through oil and gas development, and then use. And we're in a situation where every ton of methane or CO2 not put into our atmosphere is a ton that's not going to be contributing to worsening climate situations across the country and in the world. So those things that we can address and can address cost effectively, that's a really important point here. EPA, by the statutes that it is implementing, it's not making things up and telling people it doesn't matter what it costs. EPA is looking at reasonably available and cost-effective technology that many companies are already using and saying, look, we expect everybody in this industry to meet that basic level of control and reduction in emissions when it's so important to public health.
Melissa, thanks for that call. Briefly, as we wrap up, Janet, can you talk about, this is a proposed rule on methane, as you mentioned, what would have to happen before it goes into effect?
Yes, great question, because people should know this is a democracy and people can weigh in. EPA will publish this rule in the Federal Register, and there will be a public comment period that will last 60 days from whatever the date of the publication. EPA will also probably hold a couple of public hearings, and they're more likely to hold public hearings if people ask them for that. We can all ask them for that. People can also send in their comments to the Federal Register. It's pretty easy to do online, and tell EPA what you think, and especially if you have information or data that you think they should have in considering this issue, please do send that to them. When I was at EPA, we welcomed comments and information from all commenters, and we really took it into account when we did our final rules.
Janet, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Janet McCabe is a professor and director of the Environmental Resilience Institute at Indiana University. She's also a former assistant administrator at the EPA's Office of Air and Radiation. She's with us today to talk about plans by the Trump administration, proposed plans that would loosen regulations on methane emissions from the oil and gas industry.